Hi everyone, I am Jamie Pauls, Content Director for Cerro Tech. Let me take just a few moments to talk about the audio you're about to hear. If you're familiar with Cerro Tech at all, you know something about the System Access Mobile Network. You can spend hours there browsing newspapers, radio stations, old-time radio, you name it. There's a lot to love. We're really excited about the new enhancements to our socializer. You can use Skype, Facebook, Twitter, and many other applications all from one easy, consistent interface. Each month, our customer service manager, Lisa Salinger, provides training for our SAMNet members. These training sessions are held live, but they are also recorded for on-demand listening later. What you're about to hear is Lisa's training on how to use the socializer. She walks you through the new features and demonstrates some practical uses. After you've listened to the training, go to www.satogo.com and start your 7-day trial if you're not already a member. I'm sure you'll be hooked in no time. And now, here's Lisa.
Hello, and welcome to this discussion of how to use the new features of the SAMNet Socializer. My name is Lisa Salinger, and I work with Cerro Tech Sales and Customer Service, and I'm happy to be with you to show you some exciting new features. So before we get into the socializer itself, what you will probably want to do is set some preferences which will make using it a little easier and a little more enjoyable for you. How you go about this and the options that you see initially will depend to some extent on whether or not you have other Cerro Tech products installed on your system. What you'll want to do first is to go into the System Access menu by pressing the modifier key plus the letter F as in file. The modifier key can be the caps lock key, either insert key, or the scroll lock. So in my case, I'm going to press modifier F.
System Access menu. Connect to the System Access Mobile Network. S. Preferences. P.
And I down arrowed to Preferences, and I'm going in there.
System Access Preferences. System Access Preferences. 1. Link. General Preferences.
Now, I'm going to go directly to the Socializer Preferences.
SA Mobile Network Socializer Preferences. Socializer Preferences.
If you know the number that corresponds to that on your menu, you can type in that number, or you can just use your down arrow and press enter when you reach Socializer Preferences. So let's see what we have.
Heading Level 1, Socializer Preferences. Alert me when a contact signs in. Checkbox, not checked.
You can be alerted when a contact signs in and when a contact signs out. And whether or not you will choose to be alerted depends in large part on how you use Socializer. If you are going to have it on while you are working, some people use messenger services as a way to keep track and to touch base with various coworkers, you might not want to know every time someone signs in or out. If you have quite a long list of contacts, you might not want to know when someone signs in or out. Then again, if you have time to kill and want to know who is available to chat, you might want to check this option. To do that, just press space. Now I'm going to tab.
Alert me when a contact signs out. Checkbox, not checked.
And there is the checkbox where I can choose to be alerted if a contact signs out.
Automatically sign into the socializer when I connect to the SA Mobile Network. Checkbox, not checked.
I can choose to automatically sign in to the socializer or not. For now, I will leave this unchecked. Again, as with any of these options, if you want to check it, just press space. And space again to uncheck.
On Twitter, put the person's name after the content of the tweet. Checkbox, not checked.
This option is for Twitter and allows you to put the name at the beginning or the end of the tweet. So if you are following conversations between friends, and that is primarily what you do on Twitter, you might want to put the person's name at the beginning, because then you know more easily who said what. However, if you are using Twitter as a way to keep up with news, technology, or other articles, the name of the person or place that posted it is not going to be as important as the actual content. So in that case, you might choose to put the name at the end.
Save button.
Then here is your save button. And in order for your changes to take effect, you will need to do this. So you would need to press space.
System access preferences, 1, general.
And your preferences are saved. I'm now going to press escape.
Samnet home.
To exit the menu. And now I'm going to go into Socializer.
Socializer, button, sign in, heading, my social.
Okay. So let's show you what's here before I sign in.
Socializer, start a page. Sign in button.
And I'm just tabbing. And the first thing I come to is a button to sign in.
Facebook link.
Here is my Facebook account.
Twitter at Lissa Solly link.
This is my personal Twitter account.
Twitter at Serospectives link.
And then this is the account on Twitter that I monitor for the Serospectives podcast.
Manage social network accounts button.
Then here is an option to manage social network accounts.
Preferences button.
Here is a preferences button, and you could get to the same items that we just went through by going to this preferences button as well. So you do have two options, and you can use whichever is easiest for you.
Voice chat welcome lobby, empty link.
At this point, you get into the standard things that have been part of Socializer for quite a while. Voice chat, user forums, and SPN radio and podcasts. And that really has not changed. So I'm going to go back up to the top of the screen.
Socializer.
And also show you that if you move by headings, you can easily navigate through the various items on this page.
Socializer, heading level 1. My social networks, heading level 2.
Okay, so here are my social networks. So this has taken me past the sign in button. And if I tab
Facebook link,
it's showing me my Facebook and my Twitter accounts.
Community, heading level 2.
Then if I press H again for heading, that will take me to community. And this is where I will find voice chat and users forum.
Samnet Buzz, heading level 2.
Samnet Buzz will let us know what's going on, some things that are new.
Serotalk Podcast, heading level 3.
And then we come to the Serotalk Podcast and so on and so forth. Now let's look a little bit at Twitter and Facebook. I do need to explain a few things. If you do not have an account with Twitter or Facebook or any of the messenger services for that matter, you will need to go to the website and create your account. So for example, you would need to go to twitter.com and set up a Twitter username and password. You would need to do the same with Facebook. We've tried to build the most commonly used and commonly requested features into the Socializer. There are some things that we have not built in, either because they involve a process that you would only do once, like creating an account, or because we are limited by Twitter or Facebook or whomever as to what we can include. Also, please know that the Socializer is a work in progress. So while it will essentially be the same, if you are listening to this training a year or more after it has been produced, some things may be different. the order of items, the wording of items, the grouping of items may be slightly different. There may be also some new features. For this reason, I would encourage you to read the help documentation and find out what's new, or just look around and explore for yourself. Now, there are two different kinds of Facebook-related activity in the Socializer. One is just called Facebook, and this is what you are seeing here. And the other is Facebook Chat. Facebook Chat allows you to type back and forth to your friends who are on Facebook, much as you would with a messenger service. Regular Facebook allows you to see the posts of others, to comment on them, to, quote, like them, and to write your own. This is similar to what you can do in Twitter. When you write your own posts, you reply to others, you retweet their posts, which means to forward them on. But in the cases of Twitter and Facebook, you are posting information. Now, you may send a reply, and someone may reply back to you, but it is not a real-time interaction necessarily. There may be 30 seconds or 30 minutes or 30 hours between replies. So for this reason, you're not really ever, quote, signed in to Twitter or to Facebook. And this is why they are listed under your social networks. And please just keep in mind that Facebook Chat is a different thing. So let's look at Twitter and at Facebook to see what they're like and what they have to offer. On a personal level, I can say hands down that my favorite feature of the new Socializer is Facebook. I like to pick up the phone and talk to friends and family, but there are some people who only seem to keep in touch by way of what they post on Facebook. And so if I want to know what's going on with their lives, I need to read. This is doable, if not a little bit complicated. But the problem is, every time I used Facebook, or so it seemed anyway, the interface would be changing. So the way I did something one day would not necessarily work the next day. With the Samnet Socializer, we have put all Facebook posts into one easy-to-navigate list, and then given you options. This is very easy and very fast, and I love being able to use it to keep in touch with family and friends and to be a more active part of their lives and to have them be a more active part of mine. So let's take a look.
Sign in. Facebook link. Facebook, main feed list, Monica Arnold Jones. I just finished day 67 of the Essential Jesus Bible Reading Plan from YouVersion.
Okay, so here is my feed, and the first post is someone sharing from an app for the iPhone or the iPod Touch or the iPad, saying that she finished a specific day of a Bible reading plan. Let's down arrow.
Leslie Peck, waiting for Dr. Coley. 9 minutes ago, Monica Arnold Jones, I just,
that's
Monica Arnold Jones, Kathy Hornberger, made it to Pittsburgh for Blake's graduation, so excited for him. This is one proud mom, 21 minutes ago, you like this.
Okay.
5 of 95.
So, there is a post that I read, and I liked it. And to like it just means that you press a button that says like. You don't really have a comment, but it's kind of a non-cluttered way of saying, I agree. Or, you know, this is great, or I like this. So, it tells me that I like it. So let's see what options I have for this post.
Open button.
I can open that, and let's go ahead and do
feed
that.
Item, link, Kathy Hornberger, made it to Pittsburgh for...
Okay, so the first thing we have is the text of the post that she wrote.
23 minutes ago, you like this. Button, unlike.
Now, there's a button so that I can unlike it. Now, normally you wouldn't do this. There may be times where you decide, you know, I don't really want to just like it. I want to write a comment. Or I one time read a Facebook post and the person wrote, "What a wonderful memorial service. We'll miss you, Dad. You know, you touched so many lives." And I liked the post, meaning I agree he did touch so many lives. And then I thought, you know, I'm not sure that's what I want to say because, you know, I didn't know how appropriate it was to like a post about a funeral. So I unliked it in fairly short order and I just went in and I commented.
Heading level 2, reply to Kathy Hornberger.
So I could reply.
Editable text blank.
And here's my place where I would do that.
Post reply button.
And I could post my reply.
Back to the start, Kathy Hornberger link.
Now I'm going to escape. Oh, and if I pressed enter here on her name, I could see a bunch of her other posts as well.
Facebook, main feed open button. Unlike button.
Now I'm back in the main feed and I'm just tabbing. And first we came to the open button. Also here on the main page, there's an option to unlike.
View Kathy Hornberger's wall button.
I could view her wall, which is posts that she's written and things that people have replied.
Browse list of friends button.
I could look at my list of friends. So if it said John Smith had a birthday today, I could find John Smith and then I could write something to him specifically.
My wall link.
I could read my own comments and things I've written. And this is good because you can also find comments that people made to you, and you can see who liked posts that you wrote.
Post a new message, editable text, blank.
And then post a new message. Now, so far as we were tabbing through, everything had to do with pretty much initially with Kathy and her post about her trip to her son's graduation. Then we got into things like view my wall, etc. Now, when you post a message, this is an option that you'll see when you view every item in the feed. But when you post here, for example, this would be your own new message. This wouldn't be a reply to Kathy. To do that, you would have to open the post. So this is where you would write your own status.
Post button. Back to the start. Main feed list. Kathy Hornberger.
And I'm back in the main feed. Now, when you first open a feed, whether it is on Facebook or Twitter, you will find that you only have about 20 items. Not to fear. As you down arrow and read through the feeds, it will keep expanding. So you might get down to, let's say, the 16th item, and all of a sudden it will say 16 of 43. And so it's expanding, it's moving down farther. Also, as people post new things, they will show up at the top of your timeline. So you really can review to your heart's content. Twitter is very much the same, but let's take a look. I'm going to escape for now to close the Facebook feed. I could leave it open and just keep monitoring it that way if I chose.
Socializer, Facebook, link. Twitter, at Lissa Solly, link. Twitter, at Sarah Spectives, link.
Okay, now I'm going to go into the Twitter feed for Sarah Spectives.
Twitter, at Sarah Spectives, home timeline, list, Lifehacker, at Lifehacker, the best ways to keep an open bottle of wine fresh and tasty, link available, 0 minutes ago, 1 of 44.
Okay, now there's quite a lot of information that we were just given. It says, Lifehacker, at Lifehacker. What that's giving us is the name, and then the Twitter handle. In some cases, those are different. And in some cases, they are the same. For example, on my personal feed, I have my name as Lisa Salinger, but then I have my Twitter name, at LISASALI. So both of those show. Then it gives you the information. It tells you that there is a link. It tells you how long ago the information was posted. This is really great because...
Lifehacker, at Lifehacker, the best ways to keep an open bottle of wine fresh and tasty. Link available, 1 minute ago. 1 of 44.
Okay, it refreshed the timeline, so it read that again. So if you are reading tweets and you stop, you might want to alt-tab away unless you want to hear that read when it refreshes. So there are several things that you can do from here. One of the most obvious is it said that there was a link available. And in some of the other Twitter clients, whether for the phone or the computer, it will read that link. And you don't really care what the link says. You just want to be able to go to it. So we don't read the link. We just say that it's available. So you can...
Open button.
Open. And we'll go in there in just a moment.
Open link button.
You can open the link. So if you press enter on this, it will open the article link and it will tell you the tips for keeping a bottle of wine fresh. And it will open that link in the SAMNet browser. And you can read it or bookmark it from there.
Favorite button.
You can save this as a favorite. I do this sometimes if I'm reading and I'm trying to catch up and I want to save a favorite so that I can come back and read it later and decide whether I want to keep it or share it or just unfavorite it, which will kind of just move it out of my way. Now, if I favorite it, which I'll do just for kicks, I'm going to press enter on it.
You have favorited this unfavorite button.
Okay. So it tells me that I have favorited it, and it has turned it into an unfavorite button.
Open link.
So if I'm on open link and I
unfavorite button.
Now I will be at the unfavorite button. So I'm going to press enter to unfavorite.
Favorite button.
And it turns that unfavorite into a favorite button. So it's kind of like a toggle. It's like a light switch. It's either on or it's off. It's either favorite or it's unfavorited.
Retweet button.
You can retweet, and when you press enter on it, it will just send. And it will have an RT in front of it and your name. That way people know where it came from and that you are sharing it.
View Lifehacker at Lifehacker S tweets button.
Now, let's say that you are following Serospectives, and I retweet this information from Lifehacker, and you think, who are these Lifehacker people? I wouldn't mind seeing more of their stuff. So you can press enter on this option and you can view their tweets and they will show up in a list just like any other tweets. If you view your favorites or your home timeline or messages that were sent to you or mentions, which is when people send a tweet with your Twitter name in it, they will all show in a very easy to navigate list, which you can go through with your up and down arrow keys.
Unfollow Lifehacker at Lifehacker button.
Now, I am following Lifehacker, which means I get everything they tweet. If I decided that I really didn't want to follow them anymore, I could unfollow them. This is another toggle. It will either show follow or unfollow.
Browse list of friends button.
I could browse my list of friends. Now, this again doesn't have anything specifically to do with Lifehacker's tweets now. This is just a general option. So if I decided after all that I didn't want to send John Smith a message on Facebook, but I also follow him on Twitter and I wanted to send the message on Twitter, I could browse my list of friends. And I could use first letter navigation, so I could press J, and it would show me the J's, and I could down arrow till I got to John Smith, and then I could send him a direct message. This will only work for your friends. That means the people who you are following.
Browse list of followers button.
Your followers are the people who are following you. And you may be following them or you may not, but you can check. And then if you aren't following someone, you can easily follow him or her this way.
Favorites link.
Pressing enter here will show you your favorites.
Mentions of me link.
This is fairly self-explanatory. If somebody mentions you and they use your Twitter name, then it will show up here. For example, if somebody sent a tweet and they wrote, "I love the Sarahspectives podcast," it would not show up here. But if they wrote, "I love the at Sarahspectives podcast," and when I say at, I mean the at sign, then they've mentioned the Twitter name. So that would show up in mentions of me.
Direct messages I've received link.
This is where you can see direct messages that you've received. This is nice to catch up on any messages that have come in while you're offline. If you get direct messages and you are on the SAMNet Socializer, you will hear them come in and you can respond to them just like you would another text message. It's very cool. You should try it out. It's a lot of fun and it's a very different way, but very kind of real-time way to send and receive direct messages.
Retweets of me link.
If you've said something that you think was particularly profound or informative and you want to see if anyone else thought so, you could press enter on this item to see who had retweeted your pithy or helpful statement.
My tweets link.
Pressing enter here will show all the tweets that you've sent.
Direct messages I've sent link.
And this will show direct messages that you've sent.
Saved searches link.
If you want to search for something and you want to search for it regularly, you might choose to save a search. For example, this year I will not be attending either of the national conventions, but I may want to read about what's going on, or if there is a particular seminar that interests me, I may want to read any tweets that are posted during that timeline. So I could search, for example, for NFB 2013 or ACB 2013, or maybe it's just 13. I don't know what the hashtags will be, but I could search for that, and it would show me all use of that hashtag, whether or not I was following the person. Often businesses save searches and use them to find out who is talking about their business. Now, in my previous example where I said that you theoretically wrote a tweet that said, "I love the Sarahspectives podcast," even if you had not written it with the at sign, and even if I did not follow you, if I did a search for Sarahspectives, it would come up and I would see that you had mentioned the podcast and could then reply to you to thank you for the mention.
Post a new tweet, 140 characters remaining, editable text blank.
This is where you would post a new tweet. This is like posting a message on Facebook. On Facebook, you do not have a limit as to the number of characters you can post. You do on Twitter, and when you get to the 140 character limit, you will hear a sound to let you know that you have reached that limit, and it will not stop sounding until you have deleted enough characters that you are back under the 140 character limit.
Tweet button.
After you've typed your message, you would tab to tweet and press enter.
Look up a user by Twitter screen name, editable text blank.
If I heard about someone that I wanted to follow, I could put in their Twitter screen name. For example, just this morning, I read an interview with an author that I like, and it mentioned that she was on Twitter and gave her Twitter name. So I looked it up, I found it, and then in the list of options was the option to follow her. And so I was able to do that very simply from the SAMNet Socializer.
Lookup button. Search Twitter editable text blank.
This is where you would search, and then once you had done your initial search, you would save it, and then you would find it under your saved searches.
Search button. Back to the start. Home timeline. List. Lifehacker. At Lifehacker, the best ways to keep an open bottle of wine fresh and tasty. Link available.
And as you can tell, we are back to the home timeline. This is the same as Facebook. It will refresh.
Lifehacker. At
And it just did, so I stopped it from speaking. If you press down arrow, you can go down quite a ways and catch up on things that you missed. And new tweets will be added to the top of the feed. Now let's tab once more and let's open
button
this tweet because there are a few more items in here.
Feed item. Link. Lifehacker. At Lifehacker. The best way.
First you have the text of the tweet, just like you do on Facebook.
HTTP.
Then you have the link. This is nice because by default, when you press enter on open link, it will open in the SAMNet browser. If you want to use a different browser, you could copy and paste the link from here.
Favorite button.
Some of the options are the same ones that you will see on the main screen. You can favorite.
Retweet button.
You can retweet.
Unfollow Lifehacker. At Lifehacker. Reply to Lifehacker.
Unfollow. And then this is new, you can reply.
Unfollow. Reply to Lifehacker, at Lifehacker, 128 characters remaining, editable text, blank.
And it tells you how many characters you have left. And the reason it does this is because it puts in the name at the beginning, so it has at Lifehacker. So it has subtracted those from the 140 characters that you had, and then it tells you how many you have remaining.
Post reply button. Back to the start, Life.
And that's all there is.
Twitter.
Now, if more than one person was mentioned in a tweet, you will also see options to reply to the other people that are mentioned. At the time of this recording, a facility has not yet been put in place that will allow you to reply to all. So what you will need to do for the time being is to write in the usernames of the other people that you want to send your reply to. And as with Facebook, all I need to do when I am done here is to press escape.
Socializer, Twitter, at Sarah's.
Moving on, I'm sure that two things that would rank low on most people's list of favorite things are headaches and maintenance. And with the improved Socializer, we have tried to get rid of or drastically eliminate those, at least in your online world. It used to be that you had to have a messenger program for each service that you used, but a program would come out with an update, and that update might or might not work with your screen reader, or they would find that there were security concerns. And then you needed to update whether you were ready or not. And you had all these programs open on your computer, and more open programs means more resources. And more resources being used meant a slightly slower computer. And if you have an older computer, every little bit of spunk and speed you can get out of it is helpful. So what we've done is we have put together a platform so that you can have all your messenger services in one place. So you can have access to Facebook chat, to Skype, both audio and text chat, to Windows Live Messenger, to AOL Instant Messenger, to Google Talk, to Jabber, to Yahoo Instant Messenger, and to the messaging client built into the SAMNet Socializer. It's all in one place. It's very easy. And because it's from Serotec, you know that it will always work with your screen reading technology. So I'm going to
Socializer.
The top of the Socializer screen.
Sign in button.
And here is my sign in button. If I had opted to sign in automatically, I would already be signed in. If that's the case, and you come into Socializer and it's signing you on automatically, you will hear,
getting account information, signing in.
Now, it's pulling quite a lot of information. In my case, I have a large list of Facebook friends. I have Skype.
Socializer.
Contacts.
Contacts.
I have
Kim Labor.
Samnet contacts.
Kim Labor.
AOL Instant Messenger contacts. And I think I'm forgetting one, but I have quite a few. So my contacts list is a long one. Now, one thing that can initially confuse people is when they sign in, they say, I don't see all my contacts. Well, you're not going to necessarily, because if a contact is offline, you can't do anything with that contact. Our goal all along with all of our products has been to make them complex enough to meet people's needs, but simple enough so that there's not clutter and it's not intimidating or overwhelming, especially for new people. And so one of the ways we did that was to not show contacts who are offline, because after all, you can't do anything with them anyway. If you have a Skype contact who has voicemail, you will see that contact because you can still send him or her voicemail. So let's take a look at my contact list just a little bit.
Contacts list. Londa Peterson, all Kim Labor, away. Annette Carter, away. Skype, Annette Carter, the Grace.
Okay. So this person is away. She is a Skype contact. And she has a mood text, which is a scripture verse, and it's rather lengthy, so I opted to cut it off at this point. So let's see what options I have for communicating with Annette.
Chat button.
I could chat with her. That means I could press enter on that, and I could type in text, and then if she was available, she could type back. She is listed as away, but sometimes away is just idle. You know, if a person doesn't type anything for a while, they can automatically go to away.
Call button.
I can call her over Skype, and we can talk using microphones.
Remove button.
I can remove her as a contact.
Block button.
I can block her from contacting me. Let's say maybe you accepted a contact request and the person is causing you undue distress. They're being harassing. You can block him or her using this function.
Add contact button.
I can add a contact.
Status drop down list online.
And I can choose my status. And I am listed right now as online.
Sign out button.
I can sign out.
Facebook link.
And then I'm back to Facebook and Twitter. It's really good to note here that you will only see the items that are relevant. For example, if this were a Facebook contact, I wouldn't see some of the same things, but I would see an option to view that person's wall. So the Socializer is smart enough to know what kind of contact you have, and it will show you only those options that you need.
My social networks, heading leveled contacts, heading leveled.
I moved back to the contacts heading with Shift H.
Contacts list.
Let's look at another.
Byron Lee, online, Facebook. 4 of 32.
Okay, here is a Facebook contact. So now I'm going to tab.
Chat button.
I can chat, and that will allow me to text chat.
View wall button.
I can view his wall.
Add contact button.
And then I have options again to add a contact or block, etc. Every once in a while, you will be on someone's name, and you will tab, and you won't see the option to chat or to call. That happens because that person has signed out. and you need to attempt to find their name in the list again, and you will usually find that you cannot because it has refreshed. If you get a Skype call, you can answer it, you can ignore it, you can hang up, and you will see all the options right there as you need them. One important keystroke that you will need to keep in mind when you get a message is Control-Shift-M, as in message. When you get a message, you will hear a chime sound and then the words message holding. You will need to press Control-Shift-M to read the message. If you don't, you'll be prompted every 5 or so minutes until you do. I hope that this has given you a bit of a tour of all the features that we have. We encourage and welcome your feedback. You are welcome to write with your suggestions or with any questions. Please feel free to call. You can reach us at 612-246-4818, or you can email info, at serotech.com. And Serotech is spelled S as in Sam, erotech.com. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope that in the future you will join us for more training on Serotech's new and exciting features.